132. Members present, Representative Law, Representative Davis, Representative Dodson, Representative Dana. You don't have a full standard either. Each one is sent here, has this included?
The last third meeting this morning, you developed along, filling on the line, that's what I had to do, but.
Yeah. Then we'll come back to order, Representative Copeland is also present, I'd like to take up as our first item on the agenda today, Senate Joint Resolution 45, relating to compensation for injured commercial fishermen. This was a resolution that was a companion to the Senate bill we passed last week, and it was supposed to be taken up at the same time. We made an error in not scheduling it. Fairly simple resolution. Representative Copeland.
There's no objection, we have a motion, Senate Joint Resolution 45, out, and we do like the next, yeah, move.
Motion to move, Senate Joint Resolution 45, out, and if you like, any objection? Without objection, so move. Next item, I'd like to take up is House Bill 551, an act relating to multi-district fair competition. Chair would see the motion to move the bill.
I so move, Senator.
Motion to move House Bill 551, on the individual recommendation, without any objection? Without objection, so move.
The bill?
Yeah, the bill is compensation. 469, is that it?
Yeah.
It was one where they were asking that they be exempted, because they're already not covered under workers' comp. That doesn't go with federal act. Help the rabbit, that Representative Pierce is also present. This time, I'd like to take up. Now, I'll take up Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 442, Finance, an act relating to reciprocal insurers that provide marine insurance and providing for inspection. I can, if you like. We already passed, Bob, it won't take time, if you like, I would like that.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Bill Hall, I'm Senior Advisor to the Senate Advisory Council. I did a lot of the preliminary work in preparing this particular piece of legislation. Purpose of the bill is to allow interested groups of fishermen in Alaska to form pools for insuring themselves and self-insurance. The basis of the legislation was based on experience of approximately four or five groups of similar pools that have operated in out of the state of Washington and Alaskan waters for 40 or 50 years now. Those pools operate in an unregulated environment. This particular bill would allow the formation of pools in Alaska, but they would be subject to the regulation of the State Insurance Division of Insurance. Problems in developing insurance pools for fishermen relate to the financial ability of the industry to insure itself. The manner in which these pools are put together is going to be very crucial to their eventual success. So the bill essentially directs the Division of Insurance to work with fishermen's groups to form pools in the manner that would best serve their interests. It gives the commissioner and the director of the Division of Insurance flexibility in working with fishermen's groups to define the regulations which will eventually define how they operate. I can answer any questions that you might have.
Are there any questions?
Okay. The only question I have is having to do with the drafting of the bill, that as much as a 2175 fine goes, can be specific insurance allowed, perhaps a simple reference say 2175, I could see it extending that with Duke if we had something.
I don't try to second guess the attorneys over at legal, but I understand what you're saying.
Are there any other questions?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mr. Coates, you're not on my own volition. Mr. Senator, I'd be happy to answer any questions. The division favor as well.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm ready to move the bill. If you'd like to testify,
yeah, you're ready to move the bill. I'd like to move the pass CF percentage bill 442 finance out of this meeting.
Are there any objections? Without objection, so moved.
Pass that.
And unless there are objections, I'll adjourn.
Hey, Red.